Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the International Mastermind Association's Blog Talk Radio Show. My name is Ann McNeil, the Master Builder, Building Stronger and Better Lives. And I am coming to you live this morning from beautiful West Palm Beach, Florida, with my mastermind partners, Dr. Betty Knighton, Sharon Jackson, Stephanie Ebanks, Laura Greer, and Doretha Dennis. And we are the Palm Beach Life Planners of the International Mastermind Association. And every Saturday morning at 8 a.m., one of our groups come on and share with you from the book entitled Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Today's show will be featuring the founders of the International Mastermind Association. So we will have a wonderful show today with wonderful, wonderful founders of this organization, such as Dr. Mia Merritt, Nefreda Thomas, Gail Say, LaWanda Scott, and many, many others. And with that, we're opening the show, and I'm turning it over to Dr. Betty Knighton. Thank you.
Good morning. I think Stephanie has a greeting for us and some introductory information, and then we will proceed with our wonderful guests this morning. Stephanie?
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the International Masterminders Association Blog Talk Radio. The International Masterminders Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share the knowledge with one another, support each other in a setting and achieving our life's goal, and to hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, and creativity. As our founder, Ms. Ann McNeil, always says, you must have a dream to have a dream come true. You must also have a goal and plans if you're going to succeed in any endeavor. Successful people have plans, while failures never plan. Napoleon Hill said, education, knowledge, and influence is more powerful than any exchange of money. For more information about the International Masterminders Association, visit us on the web at www.internationalmastermindersws.com or Facebook us, International Masterminders Association. Follow us by liking our page. Good morning, Dr. Betty Knighton.
Good morning. Thank you, Stephanie, for that. We are so happy to have these wonderful guests on this morning, and we know that we have all read and are still reading Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. This book refers to a money-making secret that is located in every chapter of the book, and there have been thousands of people that have read the book, Think and Grow Rich, and when they finish, put it back on the shelf. The first time I read it, I put it back on the shelf, but it's not on the shelf now. The author says that the secret is not directly named because it seems to work more successfully when it is discovered by the reader. Now, I have a question for each of our guests this morning. What was the secret or the inspiration that propels your daily mode of operation? And when you answer that question, I would like you to follow that with a short testimonial as to how you have used the principles presented in Think and Grow Rich. We would like to hear from each of you, including our founder, Anne. But it's very important that we keep each one of them to about 5 minutes. Thank you, and who wants to go first? Thank you. And Stephanie, if you want to go to commercial right now, you can go to commercial and then we'll be back with our first guest.
Okay, good morning, everyone. We'd just like to remind you again about who we are and what our purpose is. Ready, I guess we have a lot of static coming through this morning. Let me take my phone off speaker. Maybe that was. Good morning, everyone. The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our life goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. As our founder, Anne McNeil, always says, you must have a dream to have a dream come true. You must also have goals and plans if you want to succeed in any endeavor. Successful people have plans, while failures never plan. Napoleon Hill said, education, knowledge, and influence is more powerful than any exchange of money. For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, www.internationalmasterminders.com, or Facebook, International Mastermind Association. Follow us by liking our page. Back to you, Dr. Betty, and our guest this morning will be the founders of the International Mastermind Association.
Thank you. Do we have Dr. Mia Mary on the line?
Good morning. I'm sorry, I didn't know if that was a statement or a question. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yes, we would like to hear from you, Dr. Merritt, on what's the secret or the inspiration that prepare your daily mode of operation. And then we would like to follow up with a short testimony as to how you have used the principles from Think and Grow Rich.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear. There's a lot of noise in the background, and I couldn't hear what you were saying.
Okay, can you hear me now?
I'm hearing a lot of noise. It's difficult to hear you.
Okay, so everyone in the background, please go to mute so that Dr. Merritt can hear. Dr. Merritt?
Yes, that's better. Uh-huh.
We would like to know the secret or the inspiration that prepare your daily mode of operation, and would you follow that with a short testimony as to how you have used the principles presented in Think and Grow Rich?
Yes, as far as the inspiration goes, I think that once someone has actually identified meaningful goals into their lives and begin to work towards the advancement and the achievement of those goals, the motivation and the inspiration that is already within begins to emerge in that person because now they're living their lives with purpose. And when you're living your life with purpose and you're focusing on accomplishing a meaningful goal, it gives you the inspiration and the motivation to always strive for something better. And then when that goal is accomplished, it gives you a sense of gratitude, knowing that the sacrifices and the efforts that you've made were not in vain. Now, as far as applying the principles to my life, they've been very meaningful because they've given my life a blueprint. They've outlined the areas in my life that are impactful not only to me but also to those around me, and then extending on to the community, because once there is a strong foundation in terms of identifying those 9-10 areas of your life and you keep them before you on a daily basis and you have someone to monitor you through accountability, then it raises you from the rut of mediocrity and places you among the elite and the extraordinary people. You take that motivation and then you spread it to others, and when they pick it up, then you see that there's a great benefit in having acquired those goals and then and working towards them.
Thank you, Dr. Mary. You are an excellent example of how Think and Grow Rich has impacted the lives of people. Perfect example. We are so appreciative to have you on this program this morning, because we all, those of us who are on Facebook, we always enjoy your inspirational messages in the morning, and we would just like to say thank you very much.
Thank you.
Now, we'd like to hear from one of the other founders of that group, that first mastermind group. Do we have Nicole on the line?
Good morning, Betty. How are you?
Good morning. Yes, you can go on to Freda. We would like for you to answer the same question that Dr. Merritt just answered. What was the secret or the inspiration that prepared your daily mode of operation? And we would like for you to follow that up with a short testimony as to how you have used the principles presented in Think and Grow Rich.
Sure. I've been mastermind for quite a while. I don't really want to say how many years, but it's been more than 15. And it has truly changed my life and the way I do things. Everything that we have has a result that we desire anytime that we want to do something. And so I guess you got to start out with figuring out what is the action plan to get there, which is one of the main principles we use in creating our goals and setting them, and having an action plan to actually reach them. We all have goals, dreams, and if you remember, everybody has this craze about doing a New Year's resolution. But when we do those things, we end up coming at the end of the year and we don't have anything to say that we accomplished those things that we said we'd do on January 1st. Well, masterminding allows you to take those things that you want to do, put an action plan together to follow them, and to get them done. And by the end of the year, because we've kept up with each other and there's a level of accountability, as Dr. Merritt so eloquently explained to us earlier, that it helps you to go back in January and see, wow, everything I said I would do, I at least did. If you don't do them all, you at least did half from before when you weren't doing any. So it's just a simplistic way to kind of explain what we do to try to get to where we want to be. Our desires can easily be accomplished if we have an action plan to get there. So for me, each day it is important for me to know exactly what I'm doing towards the goals that I've set. Even if I don't do a whole lot, I must do something towards the goal. And because I have a group that holds me accountable to the things I said I would do weekly that helps me get to the annual goal, then it helps me to move forward and to be very successful in my life and successful in my plans, my goals, and my dreams. One of the greatest testimonies I think I can say for just this year alone, I have been having some struggles with my home, and like so many other people, being in foreclosure and the down economy and so forth. But I was just determined through all of the things I've learned that, you know, what you speak is what you become. And I just believe, God, that I would have this house. It would be mine with all of the odds against me. And the house was in foreclosure. It was already gone. I'd already lost my home in all actuality. And to make a long story short, this year in August of 2012, after being out of my home, I mean, when I say out of my home, that I had lost it to the bank in 2007, God granted me my home back in 2012 through planning, sitting down, going through the steps, getting it done, and now the foreclosure has been rescinded as of August of 2012, and my mortgage has been reinstated. and I am now the owner again of my home. So I just want to give God praise and also the principles of Mastermind to help me get there after such a long struggle, but believing that the struggle was not for naught and that I would reach that goal. And through all the principles and the support system of Think and Grow Rich, as well as the Mastermind group, I was able to accomplish that goal. So that's just one of the many things in the many areas that I was able to accomplish this year. So thanks so much, Betty, for allowing me to share.
Thank you, Ms. Freda. Thank you, Nicoretta. And Nicoretta mentioned a key element for Mastermind groups, and that key element is accountability. We can set goals all day long, but if nobody is holding us accountable, those goals are sometimes not going to be met. So accountability is the key. So we thank Nicoretta for that. And also she mentioned speaking things. Now, she recommended a book to all of us called Conscious Language, and it's very important how we speak. We have to be positive at all times. No matter how things look, no matter how bad they may look, we have to remain positive. So thank you so much for that testimony, Nicoretta. We appreciate it. Now, I want to remind people, if you want to add a comment or ask a question, please press 1 so that the host will know that you want to ask a question or make a statement. Now, we'd like to call on another one of the founders that originated the Mastermind group to share with us. You just press 1 and you will be recognized and you can share with us. Do we have... Is Chandra on the line? Or Gail?
Good morning, Dr. Knighton.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hi, this is Ann McNeil, the Master Builder, Building Stronger and Better Lives. And I have to apologize in advance because I'm actually in the park in the rain, so I have a lot of noise in the background, so I was hoping to go last. But I would just like to go ahead and ask you if you could repeat the question, and I'll also answer.
Okay. We would like to know, what is the secret, or what was the secret or the inspiration that prepare your daily mode of operation? And please follow that with a testimonial as to how you have used the principles presented in Think and Grow Rich.
Okay, I think to start for me, and many have heard my story, but at 9 p.m., December 31st, 1979, New Year's Eve, when I picked the book up and began to read the book actually began to read me. And when we think about the title of the book, we take it so for granted when we say the words, think and grow rich. And oftentimes we don't take the time to sit and think. And if I were to ask everyone who's on this call, this radio show that's listening or has downloaded the show and will be listening in the future, what time of day do you stop and think? What time of day do you actually schedule in your scheduled book time with yourself to think? So for me that night, as I began to read the book, I began to think about the questions and my answers to the question. And the author asked me this book, which I'd like to ask everybody right now. The question was, how much money do you want? And I think that that was the defining opening process for me, Dr. Knighton, to begin me on this journey, because I never really stopped and thought about a specific number. I wanted a lot of money. I didn't know what number, how much, when did I want it, what would I do in return for the money? So as I sat that night reading the book, answering those questions, I realized for the first time in my adult life that I could not answer the questions because I did what we're all taught to do, go to school, get a good education, and get a good corporate job. I did that. But I did not have a plan of action for exactly how I would achieve success, and success is different for different people. But for me, that night, success for me was being able to save $1,000. And after I went through the math and, you know, figured out how much I made a month and how much I spent a month and got a negative number, I realized that that was not going to become a reality. So with that, I would just like to just suggest the secret for me coming out of the book was, one, in the title of just beginning to think and grow rich and utilizing the steps in the book, such as determining how much money you want, determine what you're going to give in return for the money, determine a specific date you're going to get it, and then writing out a detailed action plan of exactly how you're going to do that. And from that, I began to share with my friends as calling in and sharing the book and sharing the ideas. And collectively, I get the credit, but the credit does not go to me. Every single one of these ladies that are calling in and some not able to call in, we together collectively, you know, by helping each other, service above self, in return we were able to help ourselves learn how do you really set that goal. First of all, do you have a goal? Then if you determine that you do have a goal, how do you go the next step and the next step and the next step? And so to wrap up so that we can hear from the others, I would say the burning desire to have that amount of money, the vision to have a larger vision of myself and the fact that I could get it with the support of others called the Mastermind Group, that has been what I've been able to do, Betty, since 1979 on this journey to have a better quality life. Thank you.
Thank you, Anne. Thank you so much for that. We'd also like to hear from LaWanda. Are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Knight, and good morning, everybody. I guess for me, the inspiration, the daily inspiration that I lean on is, and what I gain and hold most valuable from the book, is really, there are a few things, but when I think about it, I think about the fact that you really have to have a burning desire, because if you don't really believe in what you desire to have, it's going to be very hard for you to be inspired to really work towards that. And so one of the things that I think that is very important that Napoleon Hill touches on in the book of Think and Grow Rich is the fact that you really do have to have a genuine burning desire, and so much so that it doesn't matter what other people think, it doesn't matter what other people say, but you have to really believe that that's what you have to really want that. Because if you don't really want it, you're not going to get up and you're not going to make any effort to get it done. The other thing that inspires me on a daily basis is my faith. Because once I know that I really, really, really want to be successful, I have to believe that I can actually achieve it. And so for me, I think it's very admirable that he, even though it was a how-to self-help book, but he talked about how important it is to have faith and what you believe and what you desire to have. And so those are the things that really and truly inspire me the most when I think about the book, Think and Grow Rich. Most of us have shared that what the book helps us to do is to really understand the value in having a mastermind group. And for me, what I've also come to realize that with this mastermind group, once you've really come up with a dynamic that works for you, there is a synergy that begins to form in this group. And that synergy, that energy, that what Napoleon Hill talks about is what propels you on a week-to-week or day-to-day basis to get things done. Because it's almost as if the people in your mastermind group become synced. And this as Napoleon Hill talks about it, This group of, if you're five, a group of five, this group of five now form this one mind that he calls the mastermind. But that mastermind really and truly has real life. It has a real energy. And that energy really recharges you on a regular basis when you're meeting. Because when you're meeting, what you're doing is you're actually You're actually polishing one another. You're actually encouraging and motivating. And you're not just saying, hey, how'd you do or what'd you do, but you're also saying, I want to help you. I want you to get where you want to go. And let me see what that looks like. So it's those are the things that really inspired me about the book, Think and Grow Rich. As far as an example, I have several. What I've come to really value is the fact that, one, I have to figure out what it is I really want, and two, I have to do whatever it takes to make that happen on a daily basis. And so the mastermind group itself really helps me to stay focused. It helps me to stay on track. And really and truly, I use the principle of masterminding for everything that I really want to get done. It could be the simplest of things, and it could be the most complex of things. But I use the principle itself just to plan, to get it done.
So give us one example of one of those things you used it for to get it done. Give us an example of just one thing you used it for to get some things done.
Well, I think most of us are always trying to determine how we can generate additional revenue streams.
Right.
Yeah, it's a very common goal of those of us who mastermind. That in and of itself is something that I try to do on a regular basis, figure out, okay, how can I generate a new revenue stream in my life? And I remember back in 2008 when I really and truly said to myself, Wanda, you have to come up with a way to do something different with the way you use your time. And so I asked the Lord, my faith. First, I started with a burning desire. I need additional income. I need additional income. But this is not working. Okay, so the desire is there. And I said, okay, Lord, I really need an idea. I need something that's going to help me get to where I want to go. And so for me, I took a piece of paper, I put it by my bedside, and I waited. I prayed and I waited for this idea. And, of course, the idea came to me. And so as a result, I started my business, Young Money Management, back in 2008. And what I do is I teach financial literacy to young individuals. After I came up with the idea, I then began to plan strategically, week by week, until I got it done. Until I actually stopped it.
Okay. Go on it.
That's an excellent idea, though.
That's how desire works. So what you did was just what we talk about in Think and Grow Rich. That burning desire eventually must lead to a plan. And once you made that plan, then everything came into focus and you were able to accomplish what you were trying to accomplish. That goes back to that chapter on desire in Think and Grow Rich. And one of the most important pages in there is that page 28 where it tells you that there are six definite practical actions. Six in your mind, the exact amount of money you want, then intend what you desire to give in return for that money, then the definite date, and then the plan. So you did all of that, and it worked for you, didn't it?
So that's excellent, and we know that we have about seven other people on the line,
and we want to give everybody a chance to share what this has done for them, the principles in Think and Grow Rich. But you must punch one so that the host can recognize you, and then you can talk. So please punch one so that our host, Sharon Jackson, can recognize you and you will be able to talk. Thank you. And while we're doing that, we're going to go to a commercial. Bethany? Bethany, are you on? If not, let me just tell you that you're listening to IMA, and we are exploring the book, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, every Saturday morning at 8 o'clock on www.blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. Now, you can listen to this and all the other shows anytime on the web or join us live by calling in to the show, 661-554-9219. If you want to communicate with us while we're talking, just press 1. Or you can also join us in the chat room, or you can log on through your Facebook account. For more information about IMA International Masterminders Association, please visit us on the web, www.internationalmasterminders.com, or on Facebook, International Mastermind Association. And please follow us by liking our page. Again, the name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version, restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. To make sure you get the right copy, there are so many versions of Think and Grow Rich. To make sure you get the right copy, use ISBN number 1-593-302-002. Again, that's 1-593-302-002. We'd like to hear from you, even if you were not part of the founding group. If you're on the air, we want to hear what you have to say, and we want to hear your questions. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, the Dr. Betty Knighton, how you doing?
I'm doing great, and how are you this morning?
I'm doing magnificent. This is the Rufus Curry Jr., the only one you'll ever meet.
That's true.
How you doing? How are you guys doing? You know, it's a great morning. You know, I'm on the way to take care of a few things. You know, technology is working, and we're able to discuss something that I think is just incredibly important, you know, when we speak about desire. You know, and when we, you know, I say if I can manufacture desire, I could save half the world right now. But, you know, but then in my book, I write about desire, and I said, when you look at desire, is it something that you really, 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 really want, or is it just something that would be nice to have? And a lot of times I think when we speak in terms of desire, it would be just something that would be nice to have when people look at it, because what happens is a lot of folks don't want to do the work that's required to make that desire manifest in the physical realm. You know, and I think that's because, one, our desire is kind of polluted because we are coveting someone else's life what we think someone else's life is like. When you truly come in contact with desire, there is, I tell, when I speak to my kids, to my high school teacher, and I said, you know, you ever, those of you who can swim and you you're swimming in the pool, and you've gone down deeper than you thought, and you're coming to the surface, and you got to get to the surface, and you need to breathe, but you know you can't breathe in this water because you're not a fish, so you have to get to the surface, and you're holding on and holding on and holding on, and then you get to the surface, and you take that breath up there. That's how hungry you need to be for whatever it is that you want. When we look at it, we talk about desire, and you look at what Napoleon Hill, and he talked about, I didn't understand what he was talking about, that white-hot desire. I heard what the young lady said about how she sat down and, you know, she prayed and she asked God to, you know, give her some guidance in the whole 9 yards. And I was smiling because I did the same thing. I was sitting on the computer one day, and I asked God, look, you know, I have this family, and I need to take care of them. Give me something. And I started clicking in on a computer. Within 30 minutes, I had an idea. Within 24 hours, I was cutting out this cardboard, making this thing, and I just went on and on and on and on and on, and I distilled it to a piece of plastic. Sent it out to an intellectual property attorney in California. They said, we don't think you have anything. So I was a little disappointed. But then I said to myself, I said, shoot. I said, look, God gave this to me. I know it's something. I asked around, asked two gentlemen to point me to an IP attorney. Both of them called the same name. I called her, sat down with her, talked to her. She was like, where did you get this? I said, look, it's a long story. I'll tell you down the road. And we put the idea into the patenting process. In May of 2012, I was awarded a patent by the United States Patent and Trademark Office. So right now I'm in the process of marketing, manufacturing and marketing and striking a licensing deal, trying to strike a licensing deal. Ideally, I would like to manufacture it and control it myself, but to get this thing to the market. And a guy asked me, he says, well, let me ask you something. Are you an engineer? I said, no, I'm not. He says, well, do you have a mechanical background? I said, no, I don't. He says, well, how did you do this? And, you know, I smile. The desire was present, and I was open for what God had given me. And, you know, Napoleon Hill talked about that mastermind. You know, I mastermind with my students. I'm teaching them that. They don't understand it, but I teaching young folks how to mastermind, you have to break them down and come all the way from the ground because they don't communicate like we do as old folks. You know, when we talk about what Napoleon Hill was talking about, it required communication. And they don't communicate like we did. So, you know, they're into technology. But I tell the young kids, I say, you give me two old dudes and some technology. I said, we'll run circles around two young dudes and some technology. I said, because you guys rely on technology only. But old dudes, we talk to each other. We interact with each other in the whole nine yards. So when we talk about that desire, you know, we talk about masterminding, we talk about marriage being one of the greatest ideals of masterminding process, a successful marriage or a partnership or a true friendship. You think about your closest friends. That's a mastermind right there. And because they'll do anything that they can to help you in sourcing your dreams, your visions, your ideas, and what have you like that. So, but the thing that we also have to do is we have to tie our desire. I think a lot of times when we miss the mark is because our desire is not tied to our gifting. It says in Proverbs 16:18, I believe, that your gifts will make room for you and bring you before great men. And we covet other people's gifts, or what we think their lifestyle is in the whole nine yards, and that has a tendency to take us off of our track. But if we tie our desire to our gifting and go from there, I think, you know, our achievement is limitless. We can be successful and we can help other people.
Thank you so much, Rufus. He mentioned two very important words, desire. But you know that desire he had to get that patent? He didn't give up when those attorneys told him he didn't have anything. He knew that God had given him that plan, so he was persistent. So desire combined with persistence, especially when that desire is tied to your giftings, you will be successful. Now, Rufus, we can't let you go until you tell us the title of your new book. I know you've written your second book.
Second book is, you can find it on my website, or you can go to Amazon, or you can go to ebookit.com, because I'm in ebook format now.
Okay.
It's called Raising Champions, Coaching Children into Responsible Adulthood. And it's a book that's written, it's geared towards parents. And my theory is that if you want to get your children on the right track, you get on the right track. When your children see you studying, they have no problem studying. When the children see you going to church and doing that, they have no problem. They have no issue but to follow you in the whole nine yards. I was talking to Ann McNeil, you know, last week, and we were talking about, following Napoleon Hill and the philosophy in the whole nine yards. And I said, well, you know, but what if one person is not plugged into the book? And she said, doesn't matter. They're in the environment. They're around it. And the book is written so that either a parent can pick it up and rectify themselves, or a kid can pick the book up and read it and take it on their own and go ahead and achieve their goals and objectives as well.
Now, Rufus, two things. first of all, repeat the title of the book, and second, tell us the name of your mastermind group, because Rufus is in an awesome mastermind group. They have so many achievements, so many accomplishments. They truly mastermind. So please share that with us, Rufus.
The name of the book, again, is Raising Champions, Coaching Children into Responsible Adulthood. And my mastermind group is the Anointed Masterminders, and my mastermind partners are Angela M. Williams and Beatrice Lewis Saint. And, I'm not on anybody else. I just think that I have one of the most awesome, which is divine also, because I'm going to tell you, I tell the story all the time. I was trying to start a men's mastermind group. And what I did was I had a bunch of guys that were going to meet with me because I think, you know, we needed to have a hairy chest caveman kind of experience. And none of the guys would ever show up. So I was sitting in Ann's front yard in Miami, and I called Ann. I said, Ann, you know, these guys aren't showing up. And just like my mom, she was like, boy, call Angela and Beatrice. And I was like the lady on The Color Purple, but I don't know them. And she said, call them now. And I called him, and it's been a love affair ever since. Because also, when you go back to Think and Grow Rich, it talked about the creation of the mastermind organization. It said it is good to have a male and a female because you need the hard and the soft perspective when you are masterminding, because men and women see and feel things differently.
That is so true. Rufus, thank you so much for those contributions this morning. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Now we have a caller. Thank you. We have a caller whose last four digits are 0702. You have your hands up. Your mic is open. Last four digits, 0702.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, this is Kim McNeil.
Now, this is Dr. Betty Knight, and would you like to share with us this morning or ask a question? We would be happy to hear from you.
Yes,
what's your name?
I was calling in as a guest of Kim McNeil.
Okay.
And
Give us your name.
My name is Gail Say.
Oh, great, one of the founders. Okay, well, listen, Gail, we need you to tell us what was the secret or the inspiration that prepared your daily mode of operation, and follow that up with a testimony
as to how you have used the principles presented in Think and Grow Rich.
Okay, what happened, I met Ann McNeil about 98, and she approached me about reading a book called Think and Grow Rich. Every Sunday she would tell me about it, and she would ask me, have you read the book? Well, after the third or fourth time, I said, let me read this book, because this lady keeps asking me to read this book. And after I read the book and committed to it, I called her back, and I joined Mastermind, one of the first original masterminders with her. And it was just the fact that she stayed on me and she saw something in me, and it just needed to be she needed to channel some positive thing in me to take me to the next place. So after reading the book and joining the club and masterminding every week, we were meeting at each other's homes, creating our affirmations. We were masterminding in all the different areas of our lives so that we would have balanced lives. Things started opening up for me, those things that I had dreamed of, that I knew that were in my heart, but I didn't know how to make them come into fruition. And because of the group, because of me putting them on paper, like the Bible says, write the vision and make it plain so that you can run when you read it and others can run when they read it as well, I have been blessed that so many things that I've talked about, that I wanted to do, that I have placed and said out of my mouth, I spoke it out, they have come to pass. So many relationships, so many business ventures, I mean material, spiritual, physical, everything has just manifested from that. And the inspiration was just knowing that there is power. When you are consistent and committed to doing something, you know, sometimes we do things and we don't, if it doesn't work in like a microwave in 4 or 5 weeks, oh, we end it. We mastermind from 98, and still presently I'm masterminding doing things. When I have to want to do a project, I know I have to set my goals. I have to look at it, get other people with like-minded spirits around me coming to fruition. And right now, today, I'm on the brink of something that's major that I can't speak of right now, but it's going to blow the minds of youth in the Miami area, just people in general, and it's going to be a global thing that's getting ready to happen. So Mastermind has truly changed my life, and just reading all the different books, I'm a believer of Christ, and the Word of God always guided my life, and I'm noticing that all the principles that we read about in Mastermind, they are also biblical principles. So, you know, some people don't want to do it. It's because, you know, we just think, oh, if it doesn't happen overnight, it doesn't work. But I'm just here to encourage your listeners, encourage them to get a group of people with like-minded spirits, if they don't know anybody, to just call, reach out to the masterminders that are talking today to you guys, and we will show you what to do, tell you how to form a group. I'm telling you, it has really blown my mind to the place where I live, the cars that I drive, just the thinking that I have now is on another level. I'm global now. So, you know, as a parent, to being just in my family, you know, so it's just truly, truly blessed my life. And I thank Ann and the ladies that I've been dealing with. And we're still good friends. We can always call on each other. We all encourage each other to move to the next place. And it's just a blessing. So I thank her for allowing me the opportunity to share this morning.
Thank you, Gail. And we'll be waiting on the presentation of that global project. Once you present it to the public, we look forward to finding out what that is all about. We know it's going to be something great because that's what Mastermind has put out to the world. Great things.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you, and have a blessed day.
Thank you. We have a caller on the line whose last four digits are 1111. I believe it's a new person. Caller, you're on the line. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi. Are you speaking to me?
Yes.
Yeah, I just want to make a quick observation. I think that this will work on an individual basis, the Think and Grow Rich. I've read that particular book. It's an extremely powerful book, along with several other financial self-help books. But I think that it will not work on a large contingent or on a large basis with particularly a certain ethnic group. But I do think individuals can benefit from it, and maybe, you know, like very, very small groups. But on a large basis, I don't see it being implemented at all. You know, the old saying is hope springs eternal, but I just don't see the mindset of a collective developing economic and financial independence, not on any large scale. What do you think about that?
Hey, Paula, first of all, could you give us your name?
Oh, I missed a solution.
Paula, would you give us your name?
Yes, Mr. Solution.
Oh, Mr. Solutions. Okay, Mr. Solutions. Okay. Now, we have mastermind groups that range from 3 people to 10 people. I'm not aware of any groups that are 50 of that size, but if anybody else on the line or anybody else from the founding group or anybody from Palm Beach Life Plans want to weigh in on these comments, please put your hand up. We'll open up the mic.
Hi, Betty. Stephanie.
All right, Stephanie. Good morning.
Yes, I'd like to weigh in on the gentleman's solution comment. Anyone can achieve their goals, whether it's large or small groups or no matter. It's a matter of what the book says, it's desire. If you have the desire, you can achieve your goal. But without it, we're all going nowhere. And like Anne always says, you have to have a dream. Most people don't have a dream, or they have a wish, not a dream. They wish to win $1 million. They wish to win this. They wish they could do this. They wish. It's not a dream. A dream is a totally different thing than a wish. And if everybody had a dream and put a plan in place to achieve that dream, then everybody could achieve their dream, no matter what scale it's on. I mean, in terms of a group, ethnic group, whatever, if the entire population of one country all put together as a collective of one mind and wanting to achieve that, they can. But it's all a matter of having a strong desire and having backup, somebody helping you back up and holding your feet to the fire when you need that push, you know, because we all get in a slump sometimes. There are times when you see it, maybe things are not coming the way you want them to, and we tend to give up. But if you have somebody there to push you, to remind you of what your dream is and what your goal is and what your desire is, then I don't see any reason why anyone as a group, as large, small, big group, no matter what size of group, cannot achieve the dream. But it's all a matter of the desire within each and every individual's heart.
Well, let me clarify
Dr.
just
Knighton,
a little bit.
Excuse me one second. Dr. Knighton, this is Ann McNeil. I'd like to respond to Mr. Solutions also, please, before he makes his comment.
Okay.
Mr. Solution, this is Ann McNeil, one of the founders, and I do agree with you in part. And if I can share a story, sir, is that all right?
Sure, if you're speaking to
okay.
me.
Okay. Yes, I'm speaking to you. Thank you, sir. And
sure.
The reason why I'm saying I do agree with you is because, like Gail said earlier, Gail Say, one of the other founders, when we first started meeting, there were 5, then 10. We got up to about 15, and then we came down to about a good solid 10 that met every single week for years. Everybody didn't make it all the time, but we got about maybe 80, probably 90%, if not 100%, for years. But eventually what happened is that as we grew and other people wanted to do what we were doing and asked us, you know, what are you doing? We started bringing in other people. And we became so large as one group, going to your point, we became so large as one group, it was not as manageable and as effective. And that is when we began to realize that what we needed to do was to create an organization that would serve as an association for the masterminding concepts. And so for the last 5-10 years, we are still on that journey, sir, and I totally agree with you in that when you get to a certain size, it's too large, because ideally, to really, really be manageable, the number we have found is probably, honestly, somewhere between 10 and 20. And the reason why I say 10 and 20 is because if you start with 20 people, you know attrition will take place, and probably 1 in 4 people are going to drop out. So you're going to end up somewhere between 12 and 15, if you will, and that's a good number, because even with 10, somewhere between 10 and 15, you're not going to always get 100%. So in that regard, I do agree with your comment. Thank you.
Yeah, well thank you. May I just elucidate a little further the reason I say this? Because, small groups of people and individuals, but realize where money comes from. Money comes from ultimately a society that comes from of people who agree to create wealth. And one is always limited in wealth production or creation by their particular group, their particular group's economic success. Now, will there be some exceptions to that? Of course, you have a few exceptions, but one must also realize other people compete against you. Economics is a competitive enterprise, as it were. So the thing is, groups who don't even feed themselves and don't get along well enough to lay the foundation for what we're talking about, because ultimately economics is grounded in families. Families have to be functional. If you don't have dysfunctional families in a particular group, you're not going to build an economic superstructure, as it were. Now, if you look at the various other groups, and I do demographic studies, their families are much more intact. I'm not saying any group is perfect, but if you look at Hispanics, Asians, or even whites, if you please, and, of course, some Middle Easterners, and they identify themselves as white, but their families are much more intact. So they can own entire communities. And every one of the aforementioned groups own grocery stores. And, you know, there's a passage in the scriptures, I think it's Genesis 1:26 through 29, where even God is telling you the institutions that are most important are family and businesses, you know, owning the cattle of the field, the birds of the air, versus the fish of the sea. All of that is food, and unless one controls their food source, everything else is pretty much moot. And so that's what I see. But on a small individual basis, sure, you can gain a margin of success. But always remember, your success is going to be limited because the other group that you're making money from is going to monitor your ability to make money. And there are several ways they do it. They can do it through taxes. They can do it through inflation. They can do it through hiring. So you're always going to be limited to the group that you depend upon if you aren't doing it for yourself. Does that make sense? Do you follow me?
Yes, very much, Mr. Solution. We agree with many of your concepts, and we know that we do have to start somewhere with the nation. We start with just a few, and we want the concept to be international. We would like to give the other caller a chance. The last four digits are 7918. Caller, you're on the air. We only have about 5 minutes left.
I'm sorry, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, my name is Selena Williams. I am a masterminder. Thank you for allowing me to participate in this call. I am in the Women of Prosperity Mastermind Group, and I have been masterminding for 2 years, 2.5 years now. And it has made a phenomenal difference in my productivity and my ability to achieve goals. And I'm very, you know, excited about the future with masterminding. I'm accomplishing things that I really never even considered before I began masterminding. One of the most, and it may seem simple, but I believe I am most proud of the fact that I've become a person of diligence and a person of consistency, and that is something that I struggled with many, many years before I began masterminding. I'm in a small group, but I personally believe that the mastermind can work with a group of 10, maybe 10 to 15 people, because the idea is that if individually the members of the group apply themselves to the principles of Thinking Grow Rich, they will come to those mastermind meetings equipped and with the kinds of feedback that will feed the group, that will result in a synergy that will breed even more success. I don't believe that the success is limited to particular ethnic groups. I really do not subscribe to that. I think that these principles can work for any group and without exception.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you so much for those comments. And we realize we don't have a lot of time, but I think we have been extended a few minutes, so if there's someone else on the line who wants to share a comment, go ahead.
Yes,
Is there someone else who did not get a chance to share a comment online? Please touch one so you can be recognized. Touch one to indicate your hand is up and the host will recognize you. And just a reminder that you are listening to IMA, and we are exploring the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon here every Saturday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. on www.blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web or join us live by calling in to the show, 661-554-9219. If you want to communicate with us while we're talking, just press 1. Or you can log on through your Facebook account. For more information about IMA International Masterminders Association, visit us on the web, www.internationalmasterminders.com, or on Facebook, International Mastermind Association. Follow us by liking our page. The name of the book again is Think and Grow Rich, Restored and Revised. I'm holding it here. Just make sure you get the right version of the book. The ISBN number is 1-593-302-002. Again, that's 1-593-302-002.
Dr. Knighton, this is Ann McNeil, and I just wanted to check because I think that Laura Greer was on the line. I'm not sure. We've not heard from her yet. And also Sharon Jackson, who is our group leader, and if before we finish the show, it would be great to hear from both of them.
Laura and
Sharon Jackson.
Oh, Sharon Jackson.
I am on the line, Betty. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Yes.
The reason why I wanted to make a comment is because I am a part of the Mastermind. I became a part of the Mastermind because of Laura Greer and Ann McNeil. I had just left public life. I was working for the city of West Palm Beach, city of Lake Worth, and I had become a list maker. I had read Think and Grow Rich probably 20 years ago, and I had become a list maker. And there's a difference between a person that makes lists and a person that develops goals, a person that creates long-range goals. I was a person that made lists, and I was a person that hits deadlines. But there's, again, not long-range goals to create, to fulfill my divine purpose on this earth. Okay, I wasn't doing that. So in talking to both Laura and Ann, I picked up Think and Grow Rich again and read it this time very carefully. Started reading it, read it again. And every time I read it, that's when I would start understanding. Each time you go through it, you gain a little bit of knowledge. And I would be on the job because I work project contractually. I'd be on the job, and I would text in. I said, this book says this. You know that there are secrets on each one of these pages. What is the secret? Do I have to read this whole book to find out what the secret is? And I would read it, and I'd pick something up in this chapter. I'd read it again, and I'd pick something up in this chapter. And started realizing, I hate to even admit it, but I started realizing that my mind started changing. This is something that people probably do naturally. My mind started changing on the project that I'm doing now. Then my mind started working on, well, what's the next thing, Sharon? You have to work not only the circles of how you're going to make money, but this is what I'm doing now to make money now. This is what I'm doing now to make money next month or in 6 months or in a year. And these are the things that I'm putting into place for 2 years from now. So your mind starts changing. When you ask the question, what is the one thing in the book that revolutionized the change in your operations? One of the things that I heard from the ladies that matched with what happened with me is that it was your thought process. It is the words that you speak. You change your mind, yes, but you have to speak it out into the air. you change things when you think, and then your words match what you say. A lot of people just want to think, but it's speaking it out into the atmosphere. And that's one of the reasons why we have mastermind groups. People hold your feet to the fire to make you do what you say you're going to do. But it's not only just writing it down, because the lady says it's biblical. It's writing it down and making it plain. You're reading it to change your mind. But when you're in your mastermind groups, you speak it out. You speak it out into the atmosphere. And in our mastermind group, we meet in person. This is the Palm Beach Life Master Planners that I'm talking about. We meet in person on one day a week, and then we get back and we speak another time of the week. But notice, we're writing down our goals, then we talk about it, and then we talk about it again. And as I talk to Betty during the week, or I talk to Andrew the week, or I talk to Stephanie when she comes back into town, again, we're speaking it. So it is thinking, it is changing your mindset, it is speaking it into the atmosphere. And so all of that has to agree. Now, naturally, it has to agree with the divine nature of God, because that's who we all are. That's who we all are. So I just wanted to make sure that it is a process. It is not one thing that happens all at one time, and that's something that I heard one lady say. You know, it doesn't happen overnight. It happens as a process, and I'm always amazed at how this month I may pick up on something as old as I am. Not that I'm an old woman, but I have some years behind me and some experience behind me. And it amazes me how something changes in my thinking every week. Every time that I pick the book up, I may not read the whole book. I may read a chapter two or three times. And I gain something different. And I understand what Mr. Solution said, but you know what? I don't know where he is spiritually. But the one thing that I believe, and the one thing that I've seen from my sisters and my brothers, like Mr. Rufus, those things are not, we can't think in terms of limitations. Our elders, I've been listening to the Republican Conference all week, and they were talking about the Great Society. Well, our people, we came from a people that did not think in terms of limitations. If they thought in terms of limitations, we never would have voted. If they thought in terms of limitations, we never would have had these jobs that we have now. If they thought in terms of limitations in this other group that holds the ceiling over us, we wouldn't be where we are now. And so I think I hear him, I understand what he's saying, but I just think if we think and we speak it in terms of limitations as to what other people can limit us to, I just don't think that that's a way to think. So I just am thankful that you called my name and that you allowed me to speak, Betty. I appreciate that. I appreciate all of the Palm Beach Life Planners, because we talk about, we have a group affirmation, and we speak the affirmation, and I have to say, we have become sisters, and we do everything that affirmation says. So that's it, Betty, and I'm sorry I talked so long.
Okay. I have one other question. It says, one of the persons in Think and Grow Rich that had a testimonial indicated that Think and Grow Rich taught them to work at developing their strengths and managing their weaknesses, and by being consistent and mindful of this, they were able to move more quickly toward success. Would any one of participants like to talk to us about how this worked for them? How did it work for you? How did going through this book and learning to work at developing your strengths and learning how to manage the weaknesses so that they will have less of an impact in your life. Would anyone want to talk to us about how this worked for them?
Betty, if it's okay, this is Sharon Jackson again. I read that in the book, and it resonated to me. As soon as someone else wants to chime in, they obviously can, but I had an immediate reaction when I read that in the book, when I read that as part of their testimonial. And the reason why it resonated to me is in terms of knowing your strengths and your weaknesses, I've always operated in the public sector until a few years ago. And I kept asking, you know, over and over mentally in prayer and in meditating, what are my strengths? What are my strengths? What, you know, I know what my weaknesses are, but what are my strengths? And then I started trying to work on that. You know, one of my strengths is being able to speak. One of my strengths is being able to write. One of my strengths is being able to jump on a dime, even though I hate it. I like structure. I love structure. But I don't get all wound up when things change quickly. You know, but in terms of my weakness, I struggle with doing things, writing it down, and following A, B, C, D, and E. I hate them. But it's a weakness, so I manage it. And the way I manage it, I told you I'm a list maker. So I have to make a list. Sharon, you have to do this on Monday. You have to do this on Tuesday. And I know that's my weakness. So I have to do that. And so when I know that I can build on my strength, I can use my strength, then I operate on that. And when I know that I have a weakness, I write it down, and then I follow that path. It made a miraculous difference in terms of my being able to function. Now, do I make $1 million? No, I don't make $1 million, but I'll tell you what. During this time of economic downturn that we've been going through, my bills are paid and I'm still in my house. My name is getting out there. I have people calling me, asking me now to write grants for them. Okay? So I just have to say that developing strengths and managing their weaknesses, that resonated with me very, very strongly, and that's one of the reasons why I wanted to jump in there as one of the first ones to speak. And I will let someone else speak. I just wanted to make sure that you knew that that was very strong when I read that in the book. I highlighted it, and I go back, and every once in a while, I told you, I read Think and Grow Rich periodically, maybe not the book, not the whole book from first to the last page, but a chapter, maybe a couple of pages, something that I needed to sink down into my spirit to make me move forward to the next step. But that was one of the things that I go back and read. So thank you for letting me speak again, Betty.
Thank you. And just a reminder, we are the Palm Beach Life Planners. And if any of them want to make a comment or ask a question, we have Stephanie Ebanks, Laura Greer, Doretha Dennis, and Sharon Jackson. But for right now, we want to hear from Rufus again.
Hey, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I was listening to, because that's how we grow. We listen to each other, and we have diverse opinions and experiences. We're not monolithic. I think, when I heard Mr. Solutions speak, and he was giving a great deal of data, and I'm a coach. I'm an athletic coach, and we look at patterns, and patterns are indicators of potential behavior or trends that have happened throughout history. And just as patterns have happened, new patterns and new things can emerge as well. So the thing that I was saying was that, you know, at one point we as a group of people, African Americans, were held in bondage in the United States. Coming through Reconstruction, after emancipation, we rose, and we talk about civil rights and all that right there. So when we speak in terms of groups of individuals, the thing is when we speak, in no group moves in a large block or what have you like that, controlled by one person or one idea, what have you like that. So essentially what's going to happen is that the group is made up of a series of individuals. So when we speak in terms of, I think Mr. Solutions' comments came across as if there is no hope, there's gloom and doom, and, you know, according to history, it is what it is, so there's no need in even trying. I disagree. I teach high school. I'm a high school teacher, and I understand that the children that I am speaking to do not have the benefit of what I had as a young man growing up, the grandmother and grandfather in place, mother and father in place, aunts and uncles in place, community in place, churches in place, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, Boys Club, this, that, and the coach and the whole nine yards. I understand that. So essentially what I have to do is I have to ascribe to the book of Harold Melvin in the chapter of Blue Note in the verse called Teddy Pendergrass, wake up everybody, no more sleeping in bed, time for a new way of thinking if we're going to get ahead. And essentially that's what we have to do because we're not monolithic. We do understand that these kids have been, they are titillated and excited and turned on by different things. So what has to happen is we have to come up with a new strategy. No, everybody's not going to get it. Malcolm X said in the autobiography of Malcolm X, some will come willingly, some will come kicking and screaming, and the rest you have to shoot in the head. And I'm not saying that we should shoot anybody in the head, but I don't ascribe to what can't be done. Because here's the deal. If we don't do it, if we don't even attempt to do it, if we didn't even attempt to, if there was not a Denmark Vesey, if there was not a Frederick Douglass, if there was not a Harriet Tubman, if there was not a Nat Turner, where would we be right now? If there was not a Martin Luther King, if there was not a Malcolm X, if there was not a Vernon Johns, where would we be right now? If Fannie Lou Hamer, where would we be right now? You understand what I'm saying? So what happens is that we, speak in terms of mastermind, no, I don't think that a mastermind group of 1,000 people is even realistic. But what we do is, you know, when we elected President Obama, that was a mastermind on a global scale. You understand? So when you look at that, you know, we can't say what can't be done. Someone said it couldn't be done, but he with a trucker would try, and he wouldn't quit until he did it. And so that's essentially what we need to do. We need to look, be realistic. We need to look at the data. But also, the young lady said she didn't have a clear understanding of where he was in a spiritual perspective, because if that being the case, ain't nothing can be done. He says, with Christ, all things are possible. All things are possible. You know what I mean? Statistically, none of us should be on this telephone having this conversation right now. Statistically, be real. None of us. Maybe not you all, but not me. I'm a black male born in America, blah, 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 blah. I've never been to jail. I've never been arrested or anything like that, statistically. So, you know, when we look at that, we can do anything. It says, Marcus Garvey said, up you mighty race, do what you will.
That's right. Thank you, Ruth. Thank you so much for that. Thank you.
Now, we have a caller, last four digits, 4534, on the air. Last four digits, 4534. You're on the air.
Hello. Hi, this is Shanita Garvin.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yes, hi, this is Shanita Garvin. And I just want to give a testimony. I was speaking with Danelle McNeil a couple of weeks ago, and I had told her that someone maybe called her in reference to a reference in the job that I was had applied for and that I really wanted. And she was telling me, well, you have to speak it. Say, I got the job. And she's like, you have to say it every day. You got the job. And I did. I spoke it. I wrote it down. I got the job. I got the job. And I spoke it and I read it. And last week, Tuesday, they called me and asked me if I was interested in the position, and I said yes. And I just want to say that reading Think and Grow Rich, even though Danelle had told me to just say that, you know, believe that you got it, and then just have faith and believe, you know, first it started with the desire of having a job, and then I believe that I had it and the faith to see it just come through. So that's all I would like to share.
Thank you. That's a wonderful testimony, and that's how this works. Masterminding really truly works. And thank you for Rich. It's priceless.
Hi, Any Betty. This comments? Is Laura. Can you hear me?
Yes, Betty,
this is Laura. Can you hear me?
Yes, Laura. Go ahead. We hear you.
Okay. I just want to make sure I wasn't on mute. Well, I've been sitting here all morning enjoying the, first of all, I'm Laura Greer. I am a member of the Palm Beach Life Planners. And, you know, in everything that has been said and when I read Think and Grow Rich from cover to cover, it's all marked up. And then I went back and I read it and talked about that, having that burning desire. And one thing where it all boils down, where it all comes down to, and I think that even after having read the book and continuing to read the book, the main thing that always come out to me, and what I always go back to, I like going back to the footnotes. I like reading the different ones' experience of how they got to their end result. Because, see, many times when we listen to the comments of people who have made it, and a lot of time we think, okay, well, this is going to happen to me. I'm just going to, osmosis, magical. Everything is going to change overnight, and which it is not. It's a fact. It is a process. But overall, just like the Bible tell us, it's that, what, six-letter word, belief. We got to believe it, and then we have to do, as James in the book of James tell us, we have to just not hear it, then we have to be a doer. And then in conjunction with being that doer, we do just like we do in Mastermind, align yourself with people who like, kind, and quality. Those people, because many times in this process, and I know that my sisters know the fact that there's so many things come up in our life, and we will want to give up, we want to quit. But when we read Think and Grow Rich, and see, on top of before Think and Grow Rich even came into my life, the best known kept secret book in the world was in my life, and that's the Bible. And as I read, after I read Think and Grow Rich, and then having a knowledge of the Bible, I see that how the two, everything that Napoleon Hill put here, that it didn't come from himself. It came from the Spirit of God that was in him and that he believed in. And we're living in a day and time where people don't even want to mention the word God. They don't even want to give credit to God. But as you read this book, you see that's where it came from. It came from his belief in God, because we have to know there are nowhere talked about your strengths and your weaknesses. God knows what's in each and every one of us. And each of us has potential that God is able to bring out, and he's able to manifest. Rufus talked about the fact that when he went and shared his idea with different people and they didn't see where it could come to fruition, but that did not stop him. And so the same with me in conjunction with myself. I started as a front desk receptionist in New York for State Farm Insurance. And then after I beginning and stopping with my degree, went on and got my undergrad degree, went on and got my master's degree, and just that perseverance. So the fact that we have to continue to persevere, we have to have people that keep telling us, hey, look, don't matter what, you can do it. You know, you can do this, because I was talking with someone this week. See, we cannot grow from within ourselves without the criticalness of other people. A lot of times we just want to hear all the good, but it takes the good and the bad, the strengths and the weaknesses for us to grow. And
I just really appreciate everything that I've heard this morning in regards to the founders of how they got where they are today, and it was that support system, the support system that helped them to get there. And the other man that spoke about certain ethnic groups being able to make it and others not, and, you know, I totally denounce that. Not that, hey, God has given all of us an equal opportunity in him, and we are not looking to the naysayers. We're looking unto the one who's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we ask or think, and we keep our hope, we keep our trust in him. And we, there is no, you know, it's beyond the sky. We can accomplish whatever we so desire. And that's what this weekly blog talk is all about, bringing like mind together, encouraging one another, building one another up in the most holy faith. Whatever your faith is, stand firm, believe on it, and whatever you want to accomplish, you can. And one of the great models I always think about, because it was spoken, and I didn't even know this until I read the Think and Grow Rich book, when it gave the testimony about the man who was Colonel Saunders, the founder of Kentucky Fried Chicken. You know, it took him a while to get it, but look today, because of the fact he didn't stop at the age of 75. And he got what he'd been hoping for, what he knew that could be. Hey, he tasted his chicken. He tried his recipe on those construction workers, and they said, hey, look, go for it. But others said, no, that'll never work. But guess what? He made the devil out of a liar, which the devil always is. So thank you for this time.
Thank you so much, Laura. Now, we're going to have a final commercial from Stephanie, and we're going to close out the show for today. I want to thank everybody who called in, all of the Palm Beach Life Planners, all of the International Masterminds, and all of our guests. Stephanie?
Yes, good morning, Betty, and we just want to thank everyone for being on the show. I just want to remind them we're the International Mastermind Association, a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As a masterminders, we commit to sharing, coming together as a group on a regular basis for the coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the achievement of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and to hold one another accountable in what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, and creativity. Like our founder, Anne McNeil, always says, you must have a dream to have a dream come true, and you must also have goals and plans if you're going to succeed in any endeavor. Successful people have plans, while failures never plan. Napoleon Hill said, education, knowledge, and influence is more powerful than any exchange of money. For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, www.internationalmasterminders.com, or Facebook International Mastermind Association. Follow us by liking our page. Have a God-blessed day in a beautiful, sunny West Palm Beach or wherever you are in the country.
Thank you, and we're closing out. But please remember, the mastermind concept is a blessing to us, and we are to share it with others so that other people will know how to improve their lives, not just for themselves, but for their families. So until next Saturday morning, have a great week. See you next week. Thank you.